USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its newly redistricted congressional and state legislature maps. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Monday.
As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose the representatives, not the other way around, close quote.
Garland said Texas violated the Voting Rights Act by drawing redistricting maps that disenfranchise African American and Latino voters. Three more missionaries from the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries have been released by kidnappers in Haiti. The organization says those who returned are safe and in good spirits. The group won't give the names of the hostages or circumstances of the release. Two hostages were released last month. There are still 12 people in captivity who were kidnapped by a gang in October. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities or confirm that the first son's infamous lost laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book. Go ahead,
the first son's attorney.
Go ahead, Tina. I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. Former President Donald Trump has tapped Congressman Devin Nunes, Republican of California, to be CEO of his new media and tech company, Trump Media and Technology Group. Nunes will retire from Congress and start as CEO of TMTG in January. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Remain in Mexico policy has returned.
To slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Gas prices across the country have fallen since last week amid fears of an Omicron variant-led economic slowdown. The national average price of regular gas per gallon dipped 4 cents this week to $3.35. Indiana saw the largest price drop at 21 cents to an average of $3.19.2 per gallon. Prices are expected to further decline even more this winter as fewer drivers are expected on the roads. The price of gas is still $1.21 more compared to the same time last year. The opening price on Monday of West Texas Intermediate crude was $68.18 per barrel, $4 down from last Monday, with Brent crude oil at $71.82 per barrel, nearly $5 below prices last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.